smelled great in here.
Yeah.
So
you came at a good time because they're all making the linguine with clam sauce right now. So it's all in the air right now. So you came at a really good time.
In a professional kitchen at Kapi'olani Community College, 39th graders crowd around Chef Matthew Igame as he leads the class in a cooking demo.
Okay, so next we're going to do our breaded herb chicken, okay? So first thing we're going to do...
Igame says while this is only the third time he's worked with the class, he's already seeing improvements. As he prepares his workstation for the food demo, he lays out the lesson plan for the day.
A lot of simple things. We started off with a tomato and mozzarella salad with a balsamic vinaigrette. And then we're going to finish off with some breaded chicken. A lot of what we do is not so much recipes, but it's more skills. It's more techniques. And it's more how do you build flavor? How do you maximize flavor and stay as healthy as possible?
The class is a collaboration between the KCC Culinary Department and Mid-Pacific Institute. Students enroll in the project-based program. Greg Kaneko is one of the teachers.
I guess the big picture is that, you know, understanding that where our food comes from, how inefficient the way we grow our food and the way we ship our food around the world is currently. And just trying to educate them that there might be a better way of doing things to see it a little differently.
That includes students like Jordan Topping.
So my past cooking experience was not really like this. It was just more, you know, put it in the microwave and take it out and eat it.
There are no microwaves in this class, but there are different approaches to learning.
So we don't have textbooks, we don't do tests and quizzes, everything is hands-on learning.
That's teacher Heather Calabro. She says getting the kids outside of the traditional classroom facilitates a different type of learning. During the first half of the year, students split up into teams and design their own 5x5 hydroponic garden beds. They'll spend the rest of the year planning healthy recipes using the produce they grow. Calabro says the theme of food sustainability is a concept that's really clicked with her students.
They're really surprised that it's easy to be healthy. It's easier to be sustainable than you would think, and that there is a really big problem in our community about food security, and they're all kind of worried about it and now wanting to take action.
It's really different, and it's a good different.
That's 15-year-old Kaya McTeague. She's in her freshman year at Mid-Pacific.
Because normally in class, you go into class and your teacher assigns you like what chapters to read in a book, and you read it and then you study it and take a test on it. But in here, we're actually doing real-life stuff.
Back in the kitchen, Kaya strains the pasta and starts working on her sauce.
We are cooking our final product. What is it?
It's
linguine with clam sauce.
The aroma of minced garlic and sautéed mushrooms fills the room as Kaya starts plating her food. Her classmate, Kai Hamada, grabs a fork and tries a bite of the finished product.
Ours came out a little bit different than the chef's, so we're trying to figure out what we did a little bit wrong.
The students still have time to work out the kinks in their recipes. The class ends in a cooking competition in mid-April. Using local produce, the students grew themselves. Molly Solomon for HPR News.